The fast lane on an interstate highway is the one on the left. That's one of the fundamental rules of the American road. Slowpoke interlopers from the right lane who drift over and spoil the party are met with horn blasts, finger signals, and sometimes worse. Soon, they may also risk citation by state police. David Poole joins us now from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, VA news readers have given this issue plenty of attention in recent days.
Right. This is a story written by Shellyann Davis with the Freelance Startup in Fredericksburg about a bill sponsored by Israel O'Quinn, a delegate from way out in Bristol, who has a long drive to Richmond and has a chance to probably encounter what many of us have, and that is someone who's in the left lane on an interstate highway, kind of going slower than they should be and clogging things up.
It's probably the most consistent concern that I hear from voters in my district as well as adjoining districts.
Well, that's what O'Quinn told WTVR-TV in Richmond. The concern he hears most about is not jobs or health care, but slow drivers in the left lane. And David, he has a bill that would do something about it.
He wants to make that a law. He's saying that basically that if you drive in the farthest left-hand lane of any interstate, you have to go at least the posted speed limit.
Well, what if you don't? What's the punishment?
It's not clear what the penalty would be.
Virginia's not the only state pondering this one.
In New Jersey, there's a lot of talk about how slow drivers in the left-hand lane might provoke road rage in other drivers. This is Virginia's first time looking at this. But the question is, you know, if you're going the speed limit in the farthest left-hand lane, on most days driving on an interstate, you've got people behind you wanting to go a whole lot faster. So it remains to be seen how they'll craft that to take care of kind of real-life situations.
That process could be very interesting indeed. Next, a story by Ned Oliver from Style Weekly in Richmond. David, it grows out of the boom in backyard chickens.
Folks are now growing chickens in the city of Richmond. They're growing chickens in, you know, Roanoke County. Problem is, the laws are set up for the interaction between dogs and livestock. They're really set up for a rural setting.
Which, of course, is perfectly understandable in the case of a farmer who depends on chickens to make a living.
Any farmer will tell you that their livestock has been damaged or killed by dogs. Dogs that sometimes roam in packs. A farmer has a right under state law to shoot a dog that is hurting its livestock. And in fact, if a law enforcement officer witnesses or has evidence of such attack, the law enforcement officer must put the dog down.
Now, with chickens having come to town, the assembly will be given a chance to tweak the law a bit. David, what might change?
Delegate Jen McClellan of the city of Richmond is putting in a bill to try to figure out a way to give localities who are more urban or suburban in nature a way to pass a local ordinance that would spare a dog's life if the dog got into someone's backyard chicken coop.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around Virginia on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.